Radio Alabama Sports. Sylacauga basketball is on air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
Welcome in to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Jeremy Law and David McCurley with you tonight as the Aggies on the road to face the Briarwood Christian Lions. David, both these teams, the Lady Aggies starting things off for us tonight on Mix 106.5. Both these teams, David, 1-0 in area play. The Briarwood Lions have beaten the Clay Central Volunteers. The Lady Aggies knocked off Shelby County before we went to Christmas break. Feels like a really big matchup here tonight for the Lady Aggies.
Yeah, one of these two teams is going to take the early lead in the area standings. You will play six games, of course, and the winner of those six games in the regular season will host the area tournament. This is a, to me, Jeremy, you and I talked about this earlier today, I think this is a good measuring stick for Coach, and the girls. I think they really need, if they can come out and somehow get a win against Briarwood tonight in this Lady Girls, Lady Aggies game, I think it'll be a good measuring stick to kind of propel them and get them ready for the postseason.
Yeah, big game for Coach Victor Smith, his Lady Aggies, as we will pause for the national anthem here at Briarwood Christian School tip-off when we come back.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are, from savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options. Members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
The Coosa Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Back after the timeout, getting starting lineups on the floor tonight. Well, I tell you again, you were talking about it right there before we went to break, Dave. It feels like a big matchup for Coach Victor Smith, his Lady Aggies. Last year, they had to travel to Briarwood in that area tournament, and it was just such a tough place to play. But the Lady Aggies, probably a little bit of an improved team from last year into this year with the Cannon twins, the Harville twins. You got Swain. You have a couple of eighth graders, ninth graders for Coach Victor Smith that are playing really good basketball. Excited to see what they do against a veteran group for Coach Curley and her Lady Lions.
Yeah, you're talking about veterans, seven seniors on this Lady Lion team. So a very experienced team, but I think Sylacauga should have a good showing here tonight. Coach Victor Smith's girls are going to be ready. You mentioned a good mix for us. That lets you know you got some young players coming, the eighth graders that are good, and then, of course, the Cannon sisters. So, hopefully we'll – you always want a good basketball team, Jeremy, but you want to build a good program. And, you know, and that's what we want here.
Yeah, Nyla Nelson, Haley and Kaylin Cannon, Paisley Swain – and Keisha Patterson, your starting five for the Lady Aggies. Emma Curley, one of those seniors on the floor, Coach Curley's daughter, standing at right around 6 feet. So tough to guard. And then Ann Tatum Baker, the 5'5 guard, can really knock them down. As the tip goes in the air, won by Briarwood. Tatum down the lane, kicking off left wing. Tatum's going to get it back, and the Briarwood offense will set it up. Swinging it right wing, Curley. Calling for it down low is Crawford. Tatum at the left wing. And it goes through the hands and out of bounds of Sasha Moniker. And the Lady Aggies defense forces a quick turnover.
Good rotation by the Lady Aggies that time. Just getting to the ball, making her. She actually tried to move with the basketball before she actually caught it and slipped through her fingers. Like those turnovers.
The Lady Aggies will face a lot of full court pressure tonight. And that's what they get right here to open up the ball game. Cannon down in the corner. Skipping it down low, trying to get it to Swain. Knocked out, and the Lady Aggies will keep possession as that went out underneath the bucket. No score, just starting this Donahue physical therapy first quarter. Kaylin Cannon will inbound. They'll skip it inside to Swain. Had it knocked away by Curley. Loose ball down on the floor. Haley Cannon's going to get a tie-up. It'll be the Lady Aggies basketball. As they went down on the floor to fight for that one. Sylacauga is going to inbound from the same spot.
Yeah, let's see what kind of inbounds play we run here on this set.
Keisha Patterson on this full 94-foot floor, stepping out on the Briarwood logo. Cannon clearing space down the lane, and she is fouled on the drive. Sarah Travis with the push. Sylacauga is going to get a third chance at it here on this end of the floor.
Yeah, it's a good time frame for the Aggies not to turn it over, and they get that reach-in foul on Travis. It's the first whistle of the game.
Patterson fought off a double team, tried to skip it to Cannon, and they finally knock it away. Briarwood comes up with it. On the drive, down on the other end, underneath the bucket, the finish with the left hand, Sasha Moniker, the 5'6 guard, a freshman, excuse me, a senior here, for Briarwood. Nelson on the other end. Pass too long out in front of Swain, but then touching the baseline was Clara Crawford. Sylacauga lucky to keep possession.
Yeah, Crawford would have been good just to let that thing go.
Cannon making the catch. Shot up, but fouled. It wouldn't drop. It'll be Kaylin Cannon to shoot two.
Good out-of-bounds play drew up there by Coach Victor Smith. They got it in the lane. Anytime you can get it within 6 feet, and Cannon did the right thing. Jeremy, she didn't put it on the floor. She went straight up with the basketball and got fouled. And I didn't see who they gave that foul to. I believe it was on number 32, Emma Curley.
I think you're right, as the first free throw is good. If you're counting dead balls, that is the fifth dead ball here in the first minute and 17 seconds. Free throw was good. It's 1-0. Kaylin Cannon for one more. She misses it high off the back iron, rebounded by Briarwood. They'll rush it in transition. Moniker, who has the first 2 points for the Lions. Catch made left side of the floor. Tatum rotating it right side. Travis, Lady Aggies nearly got a skill. Skipping it into the corner. Moniker for three. Boy, she knocks it down from the corner well behind the three-point line, and it's 5-1 Briarwood.
That shot didn't even hardly touch the net, and it came from that attempted steal was what left her open. The defense had to transfer over.
Kaylin Cannon knocks one down from the top. She answers back, and it's 5-4. Cannon with all four for the Lady Aggies.
That's a big, big shot for Sylacauga.
Emma Curley on the drive, and you can't make it too easy for this group of seniors as she goes from the midcourt stripe to the rim and able to finish. Down on the other side, Haley Cannon finishes on the left side. Boy, back and forth they go in transition. 7-6 your score, Briarwood on top.
I know you want me to keep up with some numbers at this pace. I'm not going to be able to do it.
Moniker again, same spot. This time it's an air ball. Well, too strong. As the Lady Aggies will get the rebound. Keisha bringing it to the right wing, stepping back, firing off the pass to Haley Cannon. Now back to Patterson. Keisha driving, shooting, tough shot, no good. Emma Curley on the rebound. She'll push it in transition. Lady Aggies retreating. Curley down the lane, and two free throws coming for Emma Curley as Nyla Nelson was attempting to take a charge. Gets called for the block, and Curley to the stripe.
One of the reasons Nyla Nelson got that foul, Jeremy, is because she did not stop penetration up around the free throw line. She got caught way underneath the basket. Got to stop the ball right there. Good drive by Curley.
One thing about this Briarwood team, David, is all of their guards and forwards can pretty much play point, as you just saw from Emma Curley on their last two possessions. As she makes the first free throw, able to push that transition.
Tell you something else they all do, too, is shoot free throws very well.
8-6 Lions. Curley for another. She's 2-for-2 at the stripe. Full court pressure. Nelson in the front court. Back to Cannon. Swinging it right side as she is fouled. Tatum got the arm of Kaylin Cannon. That is the third foul on Briarwood.
Yeah, I was going to say, team fouls stacking up pretty quick against the Lady Lions. The Lady Aggies yet are really only one foul so far.
Keisha one-on-one at the top, dribbling down the left side, has to fire it back off to Nelson. Loose ball, Nyla is able to get it. Patterson in between the rings, now Haley Cannon. It's Kaylin down the lane, and her dribble is knocked out of bounds, but they'll say it's touched last by Kaylin Cannon.
Well, not only was it knocked out of her hands, I believe there was some contact there. It should have been a foul on Briarwood, but we didn't get the call, and now Sylacauga will show a little full court pressure.
Briarwood gets right through it. Tatum, right elbow, jumper, shakes it in. Boy, left her wide open. Nobody in between her and the rim. Settled for the jump shot, but knocked it down. 11-6, Lady Lions on top. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. As here's Nelson, and they're going to get her with a travel. Yep, she got stuck and drug that back pivot foot.
Good move, but just couldn't finish on it, and good job by the Lady Lions kind of converging on her to force that travel. It's a pivotal point in this game, Jeremy, for us not to fall too far behind here in the opening minutes.
11-6, Briarwood. Tatum dishing it off right side. Here's Curley. Now getting it inside Crawford. Shot blocked from behind. The Lady Aggies will get a loose ball, and then they're fouled, and that's the fourth foul on Briarwood. This one coming in the backcourt.
It's going to be on number 21, Claire Anderson. And one more foul with 3:57. We're just halfway through this first quarter, and the next whistle will send the Aggies to the charity stripe.
Nelson to Cannon. Haley turns, fires, pass intercepted, and then a jump ball. The arrow with Briarwood. It's just those types of things where Haley Cannon, David, she's making a catch in the paint, and she has a one-on-one instead of, you know, trying to work the defender down, makes a tough pass in traffic, and then it turns ends up being a turnover, although a jump ball.
Yeah, and you got to think, if you get a foul there, you're going to the free throw line one way or the other, whether it's on the floor or shooting. That was a travel.
Yeah, Briarwood got away. No, they didn't. It was a late whistle, but they will get him with the walk. I'll tell you, outside of talking to Coach Victor Smith yesterday, David, we did a one-on-one interview with him brought to you by Coosa Valley Medical Center. He said other than, you know, two games where they just weren't really competitive, which was against Bremen, Georgia, and then Winterboro, which a lot of people aren't against the Bulldogs. Shot at the rim, no good. A second chance from Swain, no good. And it ends up out of bounds. He's been happy with the way his team's played. Now, they've let some get away. He'll tell you they probably should have won the Talladega game. They've played really well both times against Childersburg, but they're still not exactly where he wants to be, especially offensively. There's a foul on the shot that'll send Curley back to the stripe where she's 2 for 2.
I think that foul's going to be on number 14, Haley Cannon. Only the second team foul on the Lady Aggies. And Curley goes back to the free throw line where she was 2 of 2. Now she's 2 of 3. Misses that first one. I was going to brag on Nelson just a moment ago. They had her trapped, and she did the most wonderful thing. Coaches teach you to step through that trap and make a pass, and she did. Exactly like you're taught.
Curley missed them both. The Aggies get the rebound. Here's Nyla Nelson already on the other end of the floor. Swing it to left side, Patterson. Back off, Nelson. Kicking it off to Cannon. Cannon about 35 feet from the rim. Slipped. Kepper dribble. Keisha Patterson making the catch here. She'll drive down the right side of the lane. Patterson swatted away by Curley. They'll fire it into the front court. Pass back to Curley. Layup. Good for Emma Curley. And it is 13-6 Briarwood.
Briarwood gets caught on the baseline trying to steal, so it'll still be our basketball, but we've got to – we need a bucket right here and a good possession with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And you're going to keep looking at that full court pressure. I mean, there's just no way around it. They're going to do it the entire game.
Lions by 7, 13-6. Aggies get through two double teams and then a shot. No, a foul before the shot. An impressive dribble from Malaya Bryant.
Yeah, she got away with dribbling through a double team, and that's something you really don't need to try to do, but she got away with it. And then I thought she got away with a travel as well, and Briarwood's foul on number 20 that time. Or excuse me, number 10, Julia Thompson. And the Aggies will go to the free throw line, but they can't cash in.
Malaya at the stripe. That was the fifth foul on the Lions here in the quarter. 2:17 to go in the first. Williams in on the block as well as Haley Cannon. Jacqueline Harville is checked in the game as we do make the second. 13-7. Aggies down a full 2 possessions. Is the Varsity Boys coming up next? A doubleheader here tonight. 8 of them. Giving it off now, Curley. Back to Tatum on the drive from the left side. Got fouled. Probably a good whistle. We'll send the Lions back to the free throw line. And Tatum Baker. One of those 5 seniors that start for Briarwood at the stripe to shoot 2. Makes the first. 14-7. Here's the second, 2 for 2. Well, it's going to be tough to beat Briarwood, sending them to the free throw line. They've missed 2, but I think they're, 4 for 6?
They're so 4 for 6, yeah. We are 2 for 3. So you see they're probably going to shoot twice as many as we are, or it looks that way anyway.
And a turnover down on the other end. 15-7, Lady Lions on top. 2 minutes to go here in the first.
Yeah, anytime they're going to show you that pressure, Jeremy, you have got to get the ball in the middle of the floor. And when you're trying to get it up the sidelines, you're going to overshoot or undershoot somebody, and that's when a trap's coming.
Curley working the left side, driving, shooting, had it blocked. Patterson maybe got away with an offensive push, but then dribbled it out of bounds.
Ah. Well, I'll tell you one thing, that was a heck of a defensive play on the other end, blocking Curley's shot. I believe that was Cannon with the block, and she did it cleanly. .125 to go, first quarter. Lady Lions up by 8, and with the basketball.
Tough shot missed by Briarwood. Right wing 3, Patterson missed it. Well, Acacia was open there, and Briarwood trying to extend this 8-point lead. They're up 15-7. There's a shot in the paint. Good ball movement, and Briarwood leads it 17-7 with 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, nice ball movement. Just set off in the lane.
Harville falling out of bounds, able to save it. Bryant, left wing. Coach Victor Smith tells us to slow it down with 30 seconds to go.
And we really need a bucket here. We've been a long time without seeing that ball go through the net. Maybe we can get a foul call and see a free throw go.
Here's a 3 up, and it's short. With 19 seconds to go, Briarwood will have a chance. They're in transition. They'll head fake a 3. Baker at the rim is good. That's 2 points you didn't have to give up. Now we'll try to answer. Patterson, step back, 3 at the buzzer. No good. And we will go to the second quarter. Briarwood leads it 19-7. We'll be back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network on Mix 106.5.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated star.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Welcome back. The Lady Aggies down by 12 to start the second. They blocked our shot at the rim. Baker trapped in a double team, and they'll get us with a reach. Thought we had a good chance for a jump ball as the foul was called on Nyla Nelson.
Yeah, I tell you, one of the things after looking at that first quarter, Jeremy, and that's Nyla Nelson's second foul, we've got to get more people involved offensively other than the Cannon sisters. They've got 6 of our 7 points, and we've got to get some offensive production, but this is the end where things have got to change. Briarwood scored 19 points on us in the first quarter.
underneath. Tough shot goes Claire Crawford.
Her second bucket of the game.
You know, she's 5'9". Boy, Briarwood just got away with a huge bump foul at midcourt. They didn't get away with that one as they pushed us down in the backcourt. And they got Claire Crawford listed at 5'9". Probably plays a little bit bigger than Emma Curley, who is listed at 6'1". Her dad, Bobby Curley, I was going to say the legendary Bobby Curley, which he is in Birmingham for sure. Won a lot of games at Briarwood. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet.
Absolutely. He's got a son that plays on the boys' team as well, right?
We will see him tonight. He's a freshman, so he might have played JV, but at least on the varsity roster. 21-7. Well, that's a score Alabama would have died for last week, David, just to be down 14.
Well,
three balls off the rim.
It was a score they had against Kentucky, though, they were proud of on Saturday. So, yeah, good rebound by the Aggies off the long ball miss by Briarwood. I think they got a Briarwood foul.
You know, if I didn't take 2 weeks off work around Christmas, that Alabama loss would have kept me out of the office for about seven more days. Jeez. Emma Curley with a 14-point lead in the basketball, reversing course, getting to the rim, and almost got a tough shot to drop. The foul on Haley Cannon. One of those dark red jerseys with the black numbers, David. A little tough to see sometimes.
Yeah, and you got
Coach Smith could switch us up with a white number on those dark red jerseys.
I'm telling you, man. And you got those young eyes. It's very hard for me.
No, my glass is thicker than yours. 22-7. Curley for one more. Made them both. Well, she missed two in a row earlier. I don't maybe see her missing back-to-back free throws the rest of the way. It's 23-7. Williams for three. It's short. She could be a good three-point shooter, David, if she gets her feet set. That time had to rush it. On the drive to stop. Shot off the rim, no. And the Aggies get the rebound, but then we threw it away.
Wow. You know, you gotta make sure that you know where you're throwing the basketball before you let it go. Nobody around that. We threw it right to Coach Victor Smith on the sideline, and Briarwood will get it right back up by 16. And Jeremy Law, it's been a long time since we've seen one go through the net.
Absolutely. Good defense. We knocked it away. Briarwood able to get it back. Out beyond the arc, Curley faking, driving, gets around Williams. Runner from the baseline, too strong. Put back tip shot, no. And here's Williams for the Aggies with the rebound. Stolen right back, Briarwood the other way. Layup good, 25-7. They lead it by 18.
Wow, just unfortunate. You just can't turn the ball over against good basketball teams.
Briarwood, your area champs last year. And they brought everybody back for this run in 25-26.
Kind of makes you...
Swain, tough shot, no. Rebound, Lady Aggies. Put back, yes, for Cannon. 25-9.
Well, it's been a long time since we've seen it go through there. That's a much-needed bucket for the Lady Aggies.
Free throw line jump by Crawford. Williams with a rebound. She'll push it ahead. Williams had it knocked out from behind as the Lady Aggies will keep possession. But a 16-point lead for the Lady Lions.
Yeah, and, you know, maybe you start seeing some scoring and the ball going through the net a little bit, but you got to stop on the other end, too. It doesn't seem like Curley is. I tell you, she's a good basketball player. She's pretty much seeing and getting whatever she wants.
Malaya Bryant, left wing. Patterson, feet set. Too strong off the side of the rim. Rebounded by Claire Crawford. Briarwood going to run the other way. A kick to Baker. Fouled from behind, and she'll shoot two. She took a big bump. That one's on Malaya Bryant.
We just were not in position that time. Seemed like they had two people open at all points of the floor.
Foul. First free throw up and good. 26-9.
Baker now 3 of 3 from the free throw line. She'll get one more.
Checking back in is Julia Thompson. For Briarwood.
Briarwood now 5 of 7 from the free throw line.
So 27-9. Here's Malaya. Clears some space. Tough shot on the rim. Well, I tell you, she made a great move.
Mm-hmm.
And got a shot on the rim. It just wouldn't drop for her. Malaya Bryant's going to be a star for this program in the coming year. Still a young player. Freshman. Here's Baker again. Nice spin move. She'll split the defenders and get a shot to go and one.
That's just unfortunate. That's just good offensive basketball. And I hate to say it, but, you know, old coaches back in my high school day, Jeremy said, if you're going to foul them, make sure that bucket don't go in. And we got beat by both times that time. And you got a lady at the line that's 4-4 from the charity stripe. Now make it 5-5.
30-9. Boy, they haven't missed many shots, David, and that's
nope.
What this one's come to. Bryant back to Cannon. Here's Kalen down the lane, and that's one that you got to dish off as it goes off the top of the backboard and rebounded by Briarwood. You had Harville wide open in the corner, and we took a contested shot. He's got to travel. And that's, again, Dave, this one you got to dish off. You double team down low.
Yep.
The wide open 3-point shooter in the corner. Not a guaranteed make, but would have been a better look.
Yeah, would have been a better look. You're right. And it's just a little, those little things that you got to do to maybe find the bucket a little more. We just can't even hold on to the basketball much.
Yeah, Jada Harville to Nyla Nelson. And we almost went backcourt. Malaya got it, and she's fouled.
They finally called a reach-in foul there, and I got to be honest with you. She fouled her 3 times. They finally got the 3rd one, and we're going to get it on the sideline down by 21 here with just under halfway to play in the 2nd quarter. That's another reach-in foul that they let go. Another shot blocked there by Curley. This Briarwood Lady Lion team, they got a little height, certainly got shooting, but Jeremy, they've only hit 1 3-pointer in this first half. So, I mean, their damage has been done around the rim. So, Lacaga's going to fire up a long 3-pointer, no good, off the back iron, and we corral the rebound.
On the drive, the shot, no. Hey, just driving into the chest of 3 Lions. They're all standing in the paint. Curley, backdoor feed, Baker, inside, shot, no, and over the back foul going the other way. That was Julia Thompson on the missed shot and the foul.
Yeah, that's a frustration foul right there. She had about a 4-footer that she just was way off, bricked it up there, and she got frustrated and went over the back. Good block out by the Lady Aggies there to get that call. We need some offense here. Lady Aggies.
Down by 21, David. Cannon from the elbow, kicking it off to Patterson. May have shuffled the feet. Back to Haley. Haley on the drive, trying to get around Curley. Back to Keisha. Keisha cross court. Kalen. Jumper way too strong. Went off the rim so hard that I don't think Emma Curley had time to adjust to it. And then it was a rebound by the Aggies and then a foul on Curley.
Yeah, their feet got tangled up. And they're going to call a tripping foul on Emma Curley. And just unfortunate on her half. Now, we got a good look at the bucket that time. Just, it's almost like there's a lid up there on that rim right now for the Lady Aggies. I I know there's 2:43 left to go until halftime. They'll be glad when they're shooting at a different goal. That one banked in there.
What a shot.
I believe that was Bryant.
Malaya, if she's open.
Well, pick and roll action for the Lady Lions, and they score again.
32-9. Lady Aggies with the basketball, 2 minutes to go. Before halftime. And a good shot and a make for Sylacauga. That was Cannon with the bucket, Haley Cannon. 32-13. Pull up, Jay off the rim, and it rattles home. Oh, my goodness. Right off the screen from the free throw line. 34-13. Briarwood with the lead. Bryant working at the top. Spinning. Williams. Tough shot. Yes.
Last two buckets we've gotten underneath, because if you've noticed, Jeremy, Curley's out of the game right now with those two fouls. So we've noticed that and went inside with it.
See, that was Swain with the bucket, not Williams. Briarwood throws an errant pass out of bounds. Yeah, a couple buckets from inside of the paint.
It's obvious that things are a lot easier for us down there in the paint when Curley's not in the game. Under a minute to go now until halftime.
Tough pass, ends up a turnover, then a foul on Swain in the backcourt with 49 seconds to go in the half. That'll send them all the way to the other end of the floor to shoot two free throws, where they've been pretty good.
Yeah, they've been stellar from the free throw line.
This will be Claire Anderson for two.
They're shooting 80% right now. A little less than that now after Anderson misses her first. They were 8 of 10, now 8 of 11. Make it 9 of 12, still 75%.
Then a timeout called by the Aggies. Let's take 1-2. 35-15, your score with 49 seconds to go in the first half.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Final 50 seconds or so here in the first half. Lady Aggies down 20, 35-15 to Briarwood. Harville to bring it across. Bryant trying to get it inside. Taken away. Right out of a timeout and a turnover. Lions almost gave it back. On the drive underneath, wild shot, didn't go. Put back, no good. And they're going to say it was touched by the Aggies, so they'll credit us with a block, but it ends up out of bounds. And Briarwood, with 25 seconds to go, will have a chance to set up the offense.
Yeah, let's see if they will elect to hold it for one shot.
On the drive, the kick and a travel. Well, I thought they did that the last time down the floor, David, but
yeah. This time they didn't get away with it.
18 seconds to go. Before we head to the locker room, Bryant inside. Swain turned the corner but lost the dribble with 7.7 on the clock.
She got the steal she wanted, had a clean look at the basket, and was going to get a layup and just absolutely lost it out of bounds.
They'll run it ahead with four, with three, with two in the corner, and they didn't get a shot off. And we'll go to the locker room. 35-15, Briarwood leads the Lady Aggies. We'll be back in 3 minutes with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show.
You have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by for 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
For more than 80 years, Coosa Valley Medical Center has been a cornerstone of our community, providing high-quality health care when you need it most. And now, thanks to the new Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program, you have the power to support CVMC through your state income taxes at no extra cost. Beginning in 2026, Alabama taxpayers can direct their state tax dollars to rural hospitals like CVMC and receive a dollar-for-dollar tax credit. That means you can transform the taxes you already owe into a direct investment in local health care. Program rules and procedures are still being finalized by state officials. To learn more about the Alabama Rural Hospital Investment Program, please contact the CVMC Foundation at 256-401-4324. That's 256-401-4324. Thank you for supporting Coosa Valley Medical Center and keeping healthcare close to home.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Silicaga at Briarwood. Lady Aggies trail 35-15 at half. The Lions have the pep band in the house. David, oh, it's loud in here.
Yeah, I like teams that have that pep band in the gymnasium. Silicaga needs a little more pep when they come out of the locker room down by 20 right now at halftime. The difference in this first half, PITP, points in the paint. Briarwood, all but 3 points of their 35 points come inside that blue area in the paint there. Silicaga with only 9 of their 15. So you got to think they've just been more aggressive. And, I mean, let's be honest, they're probably a little better basketball team right now than we are. But they've shot 13 free throws as well, and we've shot 4.
Yeah, so, you know, their first field goal make of the game was that 3 that you mentioned. But other than that, it has been a lot of paint touches, a lot of drives to the rim, a lot of Briarwood getting through the Lady Aggie pressure around midcourt. And quite frankly, leading to some easy buckets underneath the rim. And that's kind of where we sit right here, 35-15. On the flip side, David, the Aggies really haven't been able to get in any type of rhythm offensively. The pressure in the full court, especially the half court traps, have given the Aggies problems, and it's led to easy buckets on the other end.
Yeah, what good looks we have had at the bucket, we just can't seem to get anything to fall. Only 4 trips to the free throw line, and 2 of those make and 2 of those not. You're not going to win many basketball games shooting 50% from the free throw line, but number one, you got to get there more. And I think being more aggressive in the second half can help you with that. But I'm going to be honest with you, Jeremy, the problems on the other end defensively, who knows, maybe Coach Victor Smith and his staff maybe decide to go to his own and say, you know what, let's make them beat us from the arc. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I would expect to see some small adjustment for the Lady Aggies on defense. But they on the other side, it doesn't matter if Briarwood doesn't score in the second half.
Yeah.
The Lady Aggies are going to have to figure out something on the offensive end. They're going to have to get through that pressure, and they're going to have to make some of these shots at the rim. I think that's what it's going to come down to. They're going to have to make some of these shots at the rim. The tough ones that Briarwood has made, the Lady Aggies have not.
Well, and one thing I think that Coach Victor Smith will do when we go back out there offensively is take the ball at Emma Curley, because when she got that second foul and went out of the basketball game, we immediately got 2 baskets right up underneath the hoop. And if you get her in early second half foul trouble, maybe that can be the same case in the second half.
35-15, your score at the break. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes with the second half as Briarwood leads it here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
AMIA, innovation, and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, AMIA helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. AMIA is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Vansant Hardware is not in the business of guessing. They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Silicaga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Vansant Hardware is a proud supporter of Silicaga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
When the temperature drops, your car feels it too. If your heat isn't blowing as warm as it should, or your engine's running hotter than normal, you could be low on coolant. Stop by Right Tire and Service for a quick winter checkup. We'll inspect your coolant, tire pressure, battery, and wiper blades, all the things that keep you safe and comfortable in cold weather. Don't get caught unprepared this winter. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Not live streaming tonight, but we will be Friday night as Clay Central visits Douglas Martin Court. Big time area matchup again. Friday night at home, varsity girls start at 6 o'clock. You can watch all those on the Sylacauga High School Athletics YouTube channel. As right out of the gate, a foul called on Briarwood will send the Lady Aggies to the stripe. They got that one on Clara Crawford.
Yeah, you're talking about Douglas Martin Court. I actually saw Coach Gerald Douglas today over at the hospital, and what a super guy. My years in high school and still that way today, and we can't buy a free throw right now.
35-15, your score. We missed them both. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Briarwood basketball. Well, we got to the rim, took a shot, got fouled. The problem is, David, we did everything right but knocked down the free throws there on the first possession of the half.
Yep, those are just the little things you got to do for winning basketball.
Curley coming across. Baker way out beyond the arc. Would not be surprised to see Briarwood kill a little time here in this half as they do finally get it inside to Emma Curley, and she turns it right over.
Good hands that time by Sylacauga.
And the Aggies going to give it right back. Pass too far out in front of Keisha Patterson.
Good hands on the defensive end. Poor judgment and hands on the fast break that time. But Sylacauga has done what I thought they would do. They sunk back into that 3-2 zone, and there's a steal by Sylacauga.
Cannon at the rim, missed the layup. Good defense on the catch-up from Briarwood, but the rebound taken in by the Aggies. Here's Swain down the lane. She misses the lefty layup, and Briarwood will clear it ahead. Out in front to Crawford. They give it back.
She wasn't ready for that one. They threw it into the cheerleader section underneath the bucket, and Sylacauga's lucky to not give up a fast break layup there. Crawford just wasn't ready for it. It was a good pass. Briarwood back to that 2-2-1 full court pressure again, and they come up with a steal.
35-15. No team has scored here, and there's a pull-up three from the corner. Rebound Crawford. Put back, no good. Rebound Swain, and then a jump ball. It'll be Briarwood basketball, although I thought they might be able to have to get Briarwood with a foul there.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's not a very good call right there at all. Briarwood fouled us over the back, first of all, and then another young lady come in there and Tatum Baker, and she should have been called for a reach-in.
Curley trying to finish. Good defense for the Lady Aggies. Pass down on the other side. Splits the defenders. Lay-in good. And the Lady Aggies, the first team on the board in the third quarter. Baker weaving in and out of traffic. Crawford down low. Kicking it back off. They'll pass up a three into the corner now to Curley on the far side of the floor. Curley taking her time. Now bringing it back out to the top to Baker. Lady Aggies sitting back in a zone now. As that dribble is off the foot of Swain and out of bounds.
Yeah, another good defensive hands by Swain. She was the one that came up with that steal a few moments ago. And this zone could be looking like it's giving the Lady Lions a little trouble here.
And we'll get another steal. Outlet pass out in front of Harville. Too far out in front. Briarwood trying to save it right to Jacqueline. Patterson, right wing, passed up a three. To Cannon for three. Left side, no good. And it ends up out of bounds.
Well, I thought that was going to be a good-looking shot there, and good look, just couldn't get it to go. But Briarwood really having trouble offensively here early on in the third quarter with this zone that we're playing. They throw it away again.
They saved it right into the hands of the Lady Aggies, and then we gave it back.
We just can't stand prosperity. I mean, we returned the favor. You just gotta slow down a little bit, man.
Well, you think the amount of turnovers Briarwood has given us here in this quarter, we might be able to inch our way back closer. The problem is we've only turned it into one bucket, and the Aggies fouled Briarwood there to stop the clock at 5:14 to go in the third quarter.
Foul on Harville. It's her first foul.
Briarwood struggling with this zone, a little surprising,
yep,
since they do have the outside shooters to open it up. Curly, right wing.
We're in a 3-2 instead of 2-3, you would think, but they've got Curly way outside. The big girl's really not down on the post right now.
They're trying to spread it out to get something inside, and here's a tough shot, and it falls through. A three for Briarwood, their second of the ball game, and it's 38-17.
And an unlikely person hitting that three-pointer in Emma Curley. It rimmed out and then fell back in, and maybe that's the reason why they don't have her up underneath the goal. If she can hit those type shots, look out.
Aggies to inbound, shot blocked, and then a foul on Clara Crawford.
It's her second personal foul, and that's going to put Harville at the free throw line for two free throws. She's very short on the first. And, Jeremy, I'll ask you, you think somebody from the Aggie staff might have said something about the free throw disparity? We've shot four here in the early minutes of the third, and Briarwood yet to go there.
38-17. Harville knocks down the second. 38-18. We'll get a substitution in the game for Silicaga. Jacqueline Harville check out. Baker into the front court. Curley blows past the defense. Swings it outside, and she turned it over.
Tell you what happened. She got too far up underneath the goal and hit the back underneath side of the goal and forced another turnover. Briarwood not playing well offensively here early on in the third quarter. Give the Lady Aggies a lot of credit for that.
Cannon down the lane. A wild shot, but they got a foul.
Yeah. And if that's on Curley, be her third. But I believe they got it. That's going to be on Clara Crawford. That's her third.
We have lived at the free throw line this half.
And we're dying there as well. Only one of five right now in the third quarter.
We've probably put up about five more shots on the rim than they have this quarter and been at the free throw line much more, and we're tied at three here in the third.
Yeah, we finally get that one to go.
It's a 19-point game, 38-19. Baker for two, in and out. Well, that's a shot they were making in the first half, a little elbow jumper, and that time it wouldn't drop as Baker catches up to the pass, swats it out of bounds. Boy, this has been a long 4 minutes here with the amount of stoppages we've had. There hasn't been much pace of play here in the second half.
Yeah, you mentioned that was a shot that was dropping for him in the first half, but we did a good job of one and out, you know, doing the rebound and long three-pointer and another air ball from the Aggies. Good look, just nowhere near the hoop.
The drive, the stop, Curley down the lane. Tough shot, didn't drop. Crawford able to save it. Right back to Emma Curley. She hands it off to one of their guards. Here's Baker down the lane, underneath. Tough shot, didn't drop. The Lady Aggies will clear the rebound.
And just absolutely lose it to
Baker. Spinning, lefty, layup, missed it. And the rebound by Kaylin Cannon. We lose it. Boy, what a sequence. Underneath, Crawford layup will go. And Briarwood finally comes up with a bucket. And the Lions going to call a timeout, and we'll take one with them. 40-19, your score here with 3:05 left in the third quarter.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Back after the timeout. Briarwood with a 21-point lead. They've really struggled with the adjustments we made on the defensive end at halftime.
Yeah, this has really been a lackluster scoring quarter for both teams.
Open three, well short. Rebound, Nelson tried to throw it back in and knocked out by Clara Crawford.
Yeah, neither team really lighting it up here in the first 5.5 minutes of this quarter.
That's got to be a foul, and it is finally.
I've seen lesser muggins in New York City than that. It's fourth team foul on Briarwood here in this quarter, so next whistle will be at the free throw line, but we're having problems there too.
40-19, 2 minutes and 10 seconds to play. As there's a foul, it stops the clock at 2:10.
That should put Sylacauga at the free throw line. And it will.
First one is good for Keisha Patterson. See Isaiah Jones rolling into that gym. Boy, getting ready for that varsity boys tip off. I saw Isaiah as we go 2 for 2. He was in the gym the other day. David, he can still shoot it now.
Oh, yeah. He's still young enough to put it in the basket a few times. And he's going to watch the varsity game, as you mentioned. But, yeah, he's still in good shape and probably can play pretty well.
He's never challenged me out there, though, David. He don't want to see me shoot it.
Yeah. Here we go, top of the key. They'll swing it around the arc.
Lions pass up a three with a 20-point lead. Inside, Crawford. Back off. Now Baker, left key. Dribbling to the left wing, Curley. Jumper from 17, no good, and it goes over the backboard. With a minute and 41 to go in the ball game.
It was a good defensive possession right there for the Lady Aggies as they just kind of conversion on the ball out of that zone and forced Briarwood to take a shot they probably didn't want to take from about 12 feet on the baseline with Curley. And they really commit another what I call senseless foul, and they're going to put Silicaga at the free throw line again. One thing you don't want to do is when you have a 20-point lead is put somebody at the line with a clock stopped and a chance to score, and that was in the backcourt. No need for it, but we'll take it.
Malaya Bryant for two. Missed the first.
A lot of people are wondering, Jeremy, is 1-1 what used to be on the seventh team foul of the half? Now it's five fouls each quarter, and we're going to get called for going over the back here on the missed shot. Five fouls each quarter, and you don't go for 1-1.
Right.
It's automatically two. I kind of like the old.
No, I hated the old way.
Well, With the seven fouls, I kind of hated that too. But I think you ought to only get the second one if you hit the first one. I think there should be a bonus somewhere in it. But I don't make up the rules.
Well, if you made the rules, we'd be here all night.
Oh, no. I still say the five fouls.
We might be anyways.
But you're right, we might. We might shoot the lights out here in a little bit.
Another stoppage. We were talking off the air at halftime as how well they officiated this girls' basketball game. They're letting them play a little bit. They're letting a flow happen. And another one. Here we go with a 19-point lead. Briarwood going to the free throw line.
I mean, come on. That was not a shot that the young lady from Briarwood was going to hit. You got to use better judgment, and if you get anywhere close to them, they're going to call a foul.
girls basketball in this state has come a long way from, 15 years ago for certain. But I still think the biggest thing holding girls basketball back, David, is the officiating, and they just –
Well, there's so many fouls and so many jump balls, two missed free throws
but
by the way, lines.
They don't call these fouls in the boys' game. They just let
right.
them play little hand-touch fouls like that one. That's not getting called in the boys' game.
And to be honest, we're going back to the line.
I'm glad we're going to the line.
Right, but that should have been a no-call. I mean, the Lady Lions tried to create a charge there and draw a charge, but there wasn't enough contact for either or to be called.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, nobody watches basketball to watch teams shoot 15 free throws a quarter as there's a timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too, with a minute and 18 to go in the third. 40-22, Lady Aggies trail by 18.
You care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are.
from savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options. Members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Coming out of the break, Bryant knocks down the free throw. It's 40-23. Lady Aggies have outscored Briarwood 8-5 this quarter.
Yeah, I think we probably had some words of wisdom at halftime.
Curley weaving in and out of traffic, kicks it out beyond the arc. Now back to Emma Curley. She'll dribble, top of the key. With a 40-23 lead. Coming near side, back across the floor. Beyond the three line, now stepping inside of the arc, back to the bucket. Nice skip pass between defenders. Briarwood maybe should have been a double dribble.
Yeah. Lady Aggies have gone back to a man-to-man defense now.
Here's a three ball, way too strong, and the Aggies going to get the rebound. And here's Nyla Nelson. Lost her dribble. Briarwood picks up the loose ball with 25 seconds to go in the third. Underneath, shot no. Great defense there by the Aggies. Rebounded by Cannon. Harville pushes it ahead with 10 seconds. Nelson under the bucket, knocked away, and the Aggies will have 8.4 to work with before the end of this third quarter.
Not a bad play on the other end by Cannon, as she was kind of getting rooted around by Julia Thompson, who's much bigger, and she did a good job not fouling her and then got good rebounding position to get that rebound. See if we can get a bucket here.
Bryant to Harville. She'll step into a three. It's no good. Rebound. Put back. No. Rebounded by Briarwood. And that's how the third quarter ends. 40-23. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter. Briarwood with the lead.
First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Toyota of Sylacauga, we treat you like one of our own because you are. I'm Chris Kane, and whether it's your first time or your 10th, we're here to serve you with honesty, care, and the kind of service that keeps your family coming back. From oil changes to new Toyotas, our team is ready to earn your trust every time. Come see why families all over East Central Alabama and beyond choose us every time they buy a car. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Start of the fourth quarter. Williams in and a quick turnover. Briarwood has it in transition. The Aggies got back. Emma Curley will make the catch. Feeding it inside. Crawford under the bucket. Missed the lay-in. And the rebounded by Cannon. Well, I like what she was thinking, but the Aggies were there with great defense. We had a three-on-one. We didn't get a shot off. Williams for three. It's well short. Rebounded by Emma Curley. And a foul on the Aggies. Jada Harville colliding with Curley underneath the bucket.
Way back in the first quarter, you remember? Kaylin Cannon hit a three. We haven't hit one since.
So Sylacauga outscored Briarwood 8-5 in the third, David.
Yeah, we did it on the defensive end, too. We didn't light the scoreboard up or the points, but we did a much better job defensively until just now.
And Curley split defenders in the press and finishes on the other side. Lead back to 19, 42-23.
There's a foul, and that'll send Kalen Cannon to the stripe.
I believe that foul, that's going to be on Crawford, and that's going to be her fourth. So just underway here in the fourth quarter, one of their bigger girls, I'll say, has four personal fouls. But you got a 19-point lead. I don't think
Cannon made the free throw. She misses the second. Curley with a rebound and then a foul on Kalen Cannon. Excuse me, Haley Cannon with the foul. With 7:09 to go here in the fourth. Varsity boys coming up next.
It's funny. You talked about the flow of the game, okay? In the first half, we shot four free throws. We've shot 14 already in the second half, and we've still got 7 minutes to play.
I was telling you, it was a 30-minute third quarter. The whole first half lasted 45 minutes, including halftime. And Briarwood turns it over. Here's Malaya. Down the lane, tough shot, missed it, and then a foul call. We'll send us to the stripe.
Well, where we didn't get the calls in the first half necessarily on all the touch things, we're getting every one of them plus a few here in the second half. So,
well, I love the way the defense has played, obviously. Yeah. The offense has played better. We made shots. The first half, we turned it over too much. We've also executed much better at the free throw line. 25-42. We're outscoring them 10-7 here in the second half. It's Bryant made the first, missed the second. Offensive rebound, putback missed, but the putback on a third chance is good. 27-42. That was, I believe, Keisha Patterson with the putback.
So.
Curley at the top. And then a moving screen called on Crawford, and her night is done.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be and she's going to be as my old –
well,
they threw it in quick. Boy, and I had her for five, obviously.
I saw her wave to the bench that she had four on the prior one, so we'll see. Harville. Missed her shot, followed her miss, and the rebound taken away here by Curley. Underneath, Curley got way too far under the rim, out of bounds, and then knocked out. Last touch by Crawford.
Now, they really are fortunate that she didn't get fouled out on that play. She really hammered Cannon, and they should have called a foul, but they're going to give us the basketball.
Underneath to Cannon. Wild shot. Second chance. Blocked out of bounds.
You know, Briarwood had number five, Sarah Travis, standing there where that shot got blocked out of bounds. A lot of players will catch that ball, which it wouldn't have mattered anyway. It would have been the Aggies' ball either way. Here's the Aggies trying to drive in the paint. Ball stripped by Baker.
Yeah, Baker's had a quiet half. This time she'll go down the lane, and there, announcer Jinx makes a tough two. 44-27 with under six to play. Williams underneath, blocked by Curley, and is blocked off of Williams. As Briarwood will get it back.
The only people in double figures in this basketball game for either team is Baker and Curley. Baker now with 13 and Curley with also 13. So here's Briarwood on a 3-on-2. Curley will drive baseline and she'll be fouled. That's one you just gotta kind of let go there with 5:39 to go in the game. You're down by 17. It's not a shooting foul on the floor, so Briarwood will get it out, and they'll go the lob underneath, and now Curley's hit again, and she'll go the free throw line this time. not a huge crowd compiled yet for Briarwood, but as we mentioned, the boys game coming up as Curley hits another free throw. She is now 5 of 7 from the charity stripe. She and Tatum Baker been pretty good from there. 6 of 8 now. Her and Baker 11 of 12.
There's a timeout on the floor. 46-27, your score. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
You care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97211.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is driven by Wright Tire and Service. Drive smoothly on the right tires and keep your ride in mint condition with the right parts. Wright Tire and Service on West Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Aggies with the basketball after the timeout. We turn it over. Briarwood into the front court. Here's Baker down the lanes. Putting a shot up on the rim, no good. Got her own miss, taken away by Swain. We'll finally get the pass off here. It's Keisha Patterson. Front court, Harville fires a three, and it's good. 46-30.
Only our second made three of the night. The first one come way back in the first minute and a half of the game.
Still obviously going to be difficult to win this one, Dave. But I tell you, Coach Victor Smith has a lot to coach and look forward to the next time these two teams play the way that they played here in the second half.
Yeah, he's got to be proud of his girls, as we are here in the second half, because we've outscored them, we've outplayed them.
As Curley misses a three.
It's going to go out of bounds off of the Lady Aggies. But, yeah, you got to be, you know, you're down by 16 with 4.5 minutes to play, but you got to be, you know, happy. It's something to build on. And you got another area game coming up in 3 days.
Yep. Friday night at home versus the Volunteers. Driving. Curley got fouled. She'll shoot two.
By the way, I was going to ask you, I did off the air, and I'll let you kind of, you know, solidify this, that the game Thursday night has been canceled, right?
Postponed is what I'm told. Yep. I do not think the new gym at the school is complete.
At Benjamin Russell.
At Benjamin Russell. And that was one I was looking forward to.
Yeah. I tell you, and Coach Freeman does such a great job. They've already been to Sylacauga and played this year, so it's a return visit for us as Curley goes 2 for 2 again. I'll tell you what, she's 8 of 10 from the charity stripe, and Ann Tatum Baker is 5 of 5.
Patterson for 3, rebound, out of bounds, last touch. No, it'll be Aggie basketball. There we go. Down by 18. Again, down by 18, but they've outscored Briarwood 15-13 here in the second half.
How many boys basketball teams would you like to have where your two stars are 13 of 15 from the free throw line? And this is no disparity here, but, I mean, that's pretty good shooting. I don't care, girls or boys.
First shot, no, at the inbounds for Sylacauga. Didn't make it. They got their own miss. It'll be horrible to Patterson. Wait. Cannon spinning. Had it taken away. Baker. Throwing it into the front court. Layup on the other side is good. And the lead for Briarwood back to 20. 50-30. As Crawford knocks the pass out of bounds. Crawford says she didn't touch it, but they'll say it'll be Aggie basketball. underneath. Williams couldn't handle the dribble.
She felt like she got drugged from behind by Crawford, and she may have some proof on that. And yet the ball goes out of bounds and back over to Briarwood, and now for 3:44. I mean, you're down by 20. Just work on your defense. Maybe keep from fouling so much here in the late stages of the game.
Curley couldn't finish after a nice move with the left. And then Sylacauga out of bounds, touched it on the baseline.
Wow. I'm not sure about that call. But a timeout's going to be called on the floor.
We'll take 1-2. Briarwood leads it 50-30. 3.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Out of the timeout, a three up for Baker. No good. An offensive rebound for Briarwood with 3:20 to go. Underneath, Crawford. Now off to Baker again. Baker dribbles. Off to Curley now, out beyond the arc. Briarwood working on a double team. Curley spinning off the double team, goes down the lane and gets fouled.
Tell you what, Jeremy, she is a good-looking basketball player. She hadn't done many things wrong tonight. She's just been very, very consistent at what she does. Rolls around that top of the key, and they do a little motion for her and try to get her in a one-on-one situation. When we went to the zone, it gave them problems, and it looked like they didn't really know how to attack it at first, but Curley's a good-looking basketball player. And she's got a chance here to put on two more free throws.
She hits the first. And hits the second, 52-30.
She is now 10 of 12 from the free throw line.
Williams passed up a three. Gets it back. Williams into the corner to Patterson for three. No good. Long rebound. Nyla Nelson knocks it out of bounds. One fun thing I did last year with Alex Bauman in a game like this, David, we started a counter on time between dead balls.
Yeah.
In one of the games last year, and really what? Just takes the life out of the game. I mean,
it wasn't long, was it?
No, I mean, you were getting about 7 or 8 seconds, and there's an offensive foul. So there was 9 seconds in between dead balls, 52-30.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's a shame as Sylacauga puts up a shot with, gets her own rebound.
That shot, no good. Varsity Boys coming up next. That was 15 seconds. Does this go down to the other end for a foul? I'll tell you, last, funny, It was during a boys' game last year. The official at the scoring table going into halftime, it was a game with a lot of whistles. The official at the scoring table asked the ref, man, why are you blowing that whistle so much? It was a long first half, and he said, I got a new whistle.
Wanted to work it in. gotta make sure
said
it works.
He had to break it in there the first half, and the second half didn't have nearly as many whistles.
You know, here's what gets me, though, and this is what coaches complain about, Jeremy, and I know the game's kind of out of hand, and Curley finally misses a free throw, but...
Got it back and goes underneath. Put back, no good. There is a foul with 2:06 to go.
We garnered that foul there. We got our money's worth on that one as Julia Thompson will go to the line. But I was going to say, one of the things that coaches really complain about is having games like this in the regular season, and when you get to regional play,
they don't blow it.
It's totally different.
Yeah, I mean, the AHS, one thing that the High School Athletic Association does well, and a lot of people argue with that the other list might be very short, but it's they can stay on schedule through all those regional tournaments, the state tournaments. The games are on time. And
yeah.
if they're 15 minutes behind going into halftime, and Coach Jones and Coach Patterson and Coach Smith know it, they're not blowing the whistle in the second half.
You're right.
They got to get in and out. So, and that is a complaint for a lot of schools, is because you get into these types of games where I'm going to guess there's been 40 fouls called, and you'll get to regional in a full game, there's 15 fouls called.
Yeah, and the game and the time at the state tournament level dictates that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, Jeremy, if it's a big lead for one team over the other like this here. I mean, that was a play where Briarwood Lady Lions drove down the lane. There was not a lot of contact there. It was really a bad shot, and she's going to get bailed out by two free throws with a 24-point lead with a minute and a half to go. That's a foul that you let go.
Yes.
Yeah, if it's a foul.
Michael Adair and I have talked about it so much when he does games, and he did the playoffs with me last year. You go from your sub-region contest where the whistle still kind of favors the home team, and you go to Montgomery, the Acadome, wherever, and you're in the second half. Nobody's in foul trouble. It's a different type of ball game. And if you're not ready for it, if you haven't been that far, yeah, you can quickly realize that you can be a little more physical in the postseason because they're not going to blow the whistle.
Right. And let's be honest, this is no disrespect to this league or this area, but Birmingham teams, you and I have talked about it, they play that brand of ball all year. That's one of the reasons why they're successful when they get to that point a lot of times.
We'll have the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show coming up as this is a 26-point game with the Varsity Boys coming up next. A big Varsity Boys contest as we'll go off the air for about 2 minutes after this one, get set for the boys game, and then come back for that boys game and the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Briarwood with 40 seconds holding it out beyond the arc. They're going to take home a win. The Lady Aggies will fall to 1-1 in area play. Briarwood 2-0. Is that game at home in a couple weeks? And there's a foul on Nyla Nelson. An intentional foul at that, which feels kind of strange that the Aggies would foul there with a 26-point deficit to send Briarwood to the free throw line. Free throw in and out. Boy, that boys game's going to be a good one. Briarwood's an improved team from last year, David. Silicaga might be as well, even though they lost Jordan and Aiden. I think they're playing, maybe, listen, they were really good last year, played for a state championship, but they have three guys averaging over 14 points a game with Eric, Josh, and CJ. It's going to be a fun one as they go 1-for-2 there in a 27-point ball game.
Yeah, it's going to be fun because Silicaga can hurt you in so many ways. And a lot of people, Jeremy, misconceive about Silicaga about one thing. Yeah, they've got three or four guys that can put it in the hoop really well, but they really know how to play defense.
Briarwood's going to dribble this thing out. 57-30, your final score.